And finally, the new president, Lyndon B. Johnson, speaks for the first time to the press and the people as he begins a new government.
This is a sad time for all people. We have suffered a loss that cannot be waived. For me, it is a deep personal tragedy. I know that the world shares the sorrow that Mrs. Kennedy and her family bear. I will do my best. That is all I can do. I ask for your help and God's.
And so a great man is dead. Without cause or reason, his life was ended by one whose name is not worthy of mention. John Kennedy was the leader of a great nation. His life was dedicated to its future. And how well we will remember his work, the Peace Corps, civil rights, foreign policy, the tax program, and his space objectives. The nation and the world mourn this tragic loss. But let us not despair, for in his light we must go forward with full support of our new leader, President Lyndon B. Johnson. Let us stand proud that we had such a man as John Kennedy to lead us in faith and in hope. He is no more, but his memory shall be an inspiration. May he rest in peace.